Surah Az-Zumar. Az-Zumar means the groups. This surah was revealed in Makkah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Aziz al Hakim. The revelation of the book, the Quran, is from Allah, the Exalted in Might, the Wise. Indeed, we have sent down to you the book, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in truth. So worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصُ اللَّهُ الدِّينِ أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Unquestionably, for Allah is the pure religion. And those who take protectors besides Him say, we only worship them that they may bring us closer to Allah in position. Indeed, Allah will judge between them concerning that over which they differ. Indeed, Allah does not guide he who is a liar and confirmed disbeliever. If Allah had intended to take a son, He could have chosen from what He creates whatever He willed. Exalted is He. He is Allah, the One, the Prevailing. Hu Allahul Wahidul Qahhar. Al-Qahhar means someone who is in utter and complete control all the time. Allah says, Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Unquestionably, for Allah is a pure deen. Deen at this place means worship, submission, devotion, obedience. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was commanded to make the worship of and obedience to Allah sincere and exclusive for him, so that there is not a single trace of shirk, hypocrisy, or pretension. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصَ اللَّهُ الدِّينَ. And then Allah says that deen is pure for Allah's sake alone, meaning that sincerity in worship is the exclusive right of Allah and no one else. Alhamdulillah, Muslims do not worship idols. Alhamdulillah, nor do we associate any children with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor a spouse. Alhamdulillah. But does that mean we are free from shirk? What other kinds of shirk and polytheism are there? People make dua to Isa alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam. They were pious Muslims. Isa alayhi salam was a prophet. And there are Christians who do not believe that he was the son of God, but they consider him divine, and they too make dua to him. This is their worship of them, because dua is an act of worship, and it can only be directed to Allah, to God. The kuffar of Makkah used to worship the intermediaries, because they thought that these intermediaries would bring them closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes that nobody can act as an intermediary between the human and God. Catholics take their deceased popes as saints, and they use them as intermediaries between them and God. Deviated Muslims do the same with pious predecessors who are in their graves. They make dua to them to use them as intermediaries with God. The Prophet, peace be upon him, came here to make deen khalis, sincere, pure for Allah. Allah says, when those people worship those intermediaries so that they may bring them nearer to Allah, Allah says about them that they are liars and confirmed disbelievers. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we seek His refuge from all forms of shirk. But there is still yet another form, and Abu Huraira was troubled by it. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, there are occasions when I give in charity or do a favor to somebody, I do look forward to seek the pleasure of Allah thereby, but I also hope that people will praise me for it. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by the one in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like anything in which someone or something else has been associated as a partner or sharer with him. Then he recited the verse quoted here, Ala lillahi ad-deenul khalis. Riya refers to doing things that are pleasing to Allah with the intention of seeking admiration from others. Iblis knows how easy it is to fill our hearts with vanity, and he arouses in us the desire for a good name and reputation, and he makes our deeds fruitless because he distances us from Allah. Allah criticizes people who work to show off, who do good deeds simply to show off. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. So woe to those performers of salah, those who delay their salah, those who do good deeds only to be seen of men and prevent small kindnesses. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, surely what I fear most for you is the lesser idolatry. And he elaborated, it is showing off riya. Allah the Exalted will say to them who show off on the day of resurrection, when the people are being rewarded for their deeds, go to those whom you wish to show off in the world and look for your reward from them. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered us while we were discussing the false Messiah, Dajjal. He said, shall I not tell you about what I fear for you more than the presence of the false Messiah? We said, of course. He said, hidden idolatry, that a man stands for prayer and beautifies his prayer because he sees another man looking at him. Subhanallah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated a long hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is reported in Sunan Tirmizi, chapters on Zuhad. A man came to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and said, I ask you absolute truth, if you could narrate to me a hadith which you heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you understand and know. So Abu Huraira said, you want me to narrate a hadith to you which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated to me that I understand and know? Then Abu Huraira began sobbing profusely. We sat for a while. Then he recovered and said, I shall narrate to you a hadith which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated in this house while there was no one with us other than he and I. Then again Abu Huraira began sobbing severely. Then he recovered and wiped his face and said, you want me to narrate to you a hadith which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated while he and I were sitting in this house and no one was with us but he and I. Then Abu Huraira began sobbing severely. Then he bent, falling on his face. So I supported him for a long time. Then he recovered and said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated to me that on the Day of Judgment, Allah the Most High will descend to his slaves to judge between them. Every nation shall be kneeling. The first of those who will be called before him will be a man who memorized the Quran, and a man who was killed in Allah's cause, and a wealthy man. Allah will say to the reciter, did I not teach you what I revealed to my messenger? He says, of course, O Lord. He says, then what did you do with what you learned? He, the man, said, I would stand in prayer reciting with it during all hours of the night and all hours of the day. Then Allah would say to him, you have lied. And the angels will say, you have lied. Allah will say to him, rather, you wanted it to be said that so-and-so is a reciter. And that was said. The person with the wealth will be brought. And Allah will say to him, was I not so generous with you, such that I did not leave you having any need from anyone? He, the man, will say, of course, O Lord. He says, Allah, then what did you do with what I gave to you? He says, I would nurture the ties of kinship and give in charity. Then Allah will say to him, you have lied. And the angels will say to him, you have lied. Allah Most High will say, rather you wanted it to be said that so and so is so generous. And that was said. Then the one who was killed in Allah's cause shall be brought. And Allah will say to him, from what were you killed? So he says, I was commanded to fight in your cause. So I fought until I was killed. Allah the Most High will say to him, you have lied. And the angels will say to him, you have lied. Allah the Most High will say, rather, you wanted it to be said that so-and-so is brave. And that was said. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hit me on my knees and said, O Abu Huraira, these first three are the creatures of Allah with whom the fire will be inflamed on the Day of Judgment. Allah says in Surah Hud, as for those who care for no more than the life of this world and its bounties, We shall repay them in full for all that they did in this life, and they shall not be deprived of their just due therein. Yet it is they who, in the life to come, shall have nothing but the fire, for in vain shall be all that they wrought in this world, and worthless was all that they ever did. We can do nothing except to beg and to pray to Allah to free us from all kinds of shirk. The Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us a dua that we all need to learn and say repeatedly. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lamu wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. O Allah, I seek refuge in you, lest I associate anything with you knowingly, and I seek your forgiveness for what I know not. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق. Allah continues, He created the heavens and earth in truth. He wraps the night over the day, and wraps the day over the night, and has subjected the sun and the moon, each running its course for a specified term. Unquestionably, He is the exalted in might, the perpetual forgiver. He created you from one soul, then He made from it its mate, and He produced for you from the grazing livestock 8 mates, meaning pairs of each of the main domesticated kinds of animals. Allah says He creates you in the wombs of your mothers, creation after creation within 3 darknesses, the belly, the womb, and the amniotic membrane. That is Allah your Lord. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. To Him belongs dominion. There is no deity except Him, so how are you averted? If you disbelieve, then indeed Allah is free from need of you. Allah does not need you to believe, and He does not approve for His servants disbelieve. And if you are grateful, He approves it for you, He likes it. And no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. Each one of us is responsible for himself or herself. Then to your Lord is your return, Allah says, and He will inform you about what you used to do. Indeed, He is knowing of that within the breasts. And when adversity touches man, he calls upon his Lord, turning to Him alone. Then when He bestows on him a favor from Him, he forgets Him whom he called upon before, and he attributes to Allah equals to mislead people from His way. Say, enjoy your disbelief for a little. Indeed, you are of the companions of the fire. Is one who is devoutly obedient during periods of the night, prostrating and standing in prayer, fearing the hereafter, and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, like the one who does not? Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Only they will remember who are people of understanding. Allah describes the knowledgeable person, the one who is devoutly obedient during periods of the night, and prostrating and standing in prayer, fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord. These are الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ, people who know, who have ilm. But Allah says, only intelligent people will be able to make this distinction. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. In the Musnad from Anas radiallahu anhu, is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered upon a man who was dying and said to him, how do you feel? He said, I am both afraid and hopeful. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these do not coexist in a person's heart at times such as this, but Allah will give him what he hopes for and protect him from that which he fears. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, a person who wishes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make the reckoning on the planes of resurrection easy on him should so manage himself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds him in a state of sajda and qiyam during the darkness of the night in an emotional condition in which he is concerned about the fate in the hereafter, yet he is hoping for the mercy of Allah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen. Ameen. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Say, O my servants who have believed, fear your Lord. Be careful of your Lord. For those who do good in this world is good, and the earth of Allah is spacious. Indeed, the patient will be given their reward without account. Hold yourself in check, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Note here that Allah reminds the believers, not the disbelievers, not the hypocrites, because it is hoped that the believers will have taqwa. Allah promises that if you do good in this world, you will have good. And the earth of Allah is very spacious. You may move wherever you need to without fearing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fail you. You can never fear that. Worrying about sustenance should never stop a person from migrating from a place in which he or she cannot dutifully follow and observe religion. And because it is difficult and extremely challenging, Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. What tremendous good news for people who put up with hardship patiently. Imagine that. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Unimaginable, limitless reward. Allahu Akbar. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصَ اللَّهُ الدِّينَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, I have been commanded to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion. The word ikhlas comes up again. And I have been commanded to be the first among you of the Muslims. Say, indeed, I fear, if I should disobey my Lord, the punishment of a tremendous day. Say, Allah alone do I worship, sincere to Him in my religion. قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصَ اللَّهُ دِينِي فَاعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُم مِّن دُونِهِ. So worship what you will besides Him. Say, indeed the losers are the ones who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Unquestionably, that is a manifest loss. They will have canopies, layers of fire above them and below them canopies. By that Allah threatens His servants. O my servants, then fear me. But those who have avoided Tahut, Satan or any false objects of worship, lest they worship it. Ijtanibu, ijtanab means to completely stay away from things, not even go near something. Even if there is the tiniest possibility of shirk being involved in an act, a mu'min, a believer, someone who fears Allah, will avoid it completely, stay far away from it. So Allah says, but those who have avoided Tahut, lest they worship it, and turned back to Allah, for them are good tidings. So give good tidings to my servants who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Those are the ones Allah has guided, and those are the people of understanding. What is it about these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them twice. Once He has said that Allah has guided them, they have been guided. And they are people of understanding. Allah gives their description as who listen to speech and follow the best of it. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. There are two equally beautiful explanations of this ayah. Many commentators take the word speech, al-qawl, at this place to mean what is said by common people, including tawheed, shirk, kufr, Islam, haq, truth, falsehood, in effect all different kinds of opinions that exist. So these people listen to what everyone has to say, be they disbelievers or believers, truth or falsehood, good or bad, everything. But when it comes to following, Allah says, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. They follow the best of it, which is tawheed, not shirk, haq, truth, not falsehood, Islam, not disbelief. This is why it has been said that this ayah was revealed about Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nawfal, Abu Dharr Ghifari, and Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nawfal radiallahu anhu used to hate shirk and idol worship even during the days of Jahiliyyah, just like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other two sahaba, Abu Dharr Ghifari and Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhum, listened to the people of different religions, to the mushriks, the Jews and the Christians, and saw their ways of life. And it was after that that they embraced Islam and found the teachings of the Quran as the best, and therefore preferred it. The other explanation, which is equally beautiful, is that Quran has various injunctions. Many are good, others are ahsan, better. For example, retaliation and pardon are both permissible, but pardoning is better and more graceful. Allah says there is good in those who sit, al-qa'idin, and also the mujahideen, but Allah says the mujahideen are better. Those believers who do jihad, who struggle, are better than those believers who sit, but Allah says there is good in both of them. This verse then comes to mean that these people listen to the injunctions of the Quran, those relating to concession, as well as those relating to courageous determination, azima, but they elect to follow the course of determination instead of concession. And in everything, wherever they have a choice between two things, one being good and the other better, they invariably elect to do what is better. Alhamdulillah. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Those are the ones Allah has guided, and those really are the ones who are people of understanding. Then, is one who has deserved the decree of punishment to be guided? Then, can you save one who is in the fire? But those who have feared their Lord, for them are chambers, above them chambers, built high, beneath which rivers flow. This is a promise of Allah. Allah does not fail in His promise. Homes made on hillsides, bent houses. In this world too, these are the most expensive pieces of property. But those who have feared their Lord, for them are chambers, above them chambers, built high, beneath which rivers flow. This is the promise of Allah. Allah does not fail in His promise. Do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky and makes it flow as springs and rivers in the earth? Then He produces thereby crops of varying colors. Then they dry, and you see them turned yellow. Then He makes them scattered debris. Indeed, in that is a reminder for those of understanding. The elevated rooms, the dwellings and palaces of this world will decay, but not those of Jannah, not those of the hereafter. So is one whose chest Allah has expanded to accept Islam, and he is upon, meaning guided, by a light from his Lord, like one whose heart rejects it, then woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. Those are in manifest error. Islam enters us through our hearts. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our hearts to Islam. And then the person starts walking in a light from Allah, Nurim mir Rabbihi. Someone whose heart is filled with light. Someone whose body and soul is alive with the love of Allah, with the connection with Allah. Allah says, how is it that this person can be like the one whose heart is hardened? Hardened against a remembrance of Allah. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi. Allah has sent down the best statement, a consistent book wherein is reiteration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you will not find any mistakes in it, and it repeats its stories for emphasis, for lessons. The skins shiver therefrom of those who fear their Lord. Then their skins and their hearts relax at the remembrance of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah by which He guides whom He wills. When the soul is infused with the word of Allah, it has its effect on the body. Iman starts emanating from the body. It shines through and it has its effect on the skins of the people. First, the skin starts shivering from the fear of Allah. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ. Then their skins and their hearts become compliant, relax, become softened, and they yield to the remembrance of Allah. What yields? The skins yield. If the skins yield, the body yields, and the person starts obeying Allah. The qalb, the heart also softens at the remembrance of Allah. It relaxes, it is drawn into the remembrance of Allah, ila zikrillah. This is evidence. This is evidence that Allah has guided. Allah says in Surah Al-Anfal, the believers are only those, when Allah is mentioned, they feel fear in their hearts. And when His ayat are recited to them, it increases them in iman, and they put their trust in their Lord, who perform the salah and spend out of what we have provided for them. It is they who are the believers in it, the Quran. For them are grades of dignity with their Lord and forgiveness and a generous provision. May Allah make us of those. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says in Surah Al-Furqan, and those who, when they are reminded of the ayat of their Lord, fall not on them as if they were deaf and blind. We can all test ourselves. How do I feel when I listen to the ayat of Allah versus when I listen to something else? What am I moved by? Poetry, singing, or the Quran? They are not equal. They can never be even close. One is the kalam of Allah, the other are the instruments of shaitan. May Allah guide us and create a light for us with which we always walk until we reach Him. Ameen. So you and I have to ask ourselves, when I hear the Quran, when the Quran is recited, does my skin shiver from the fear of Allah? Does my skin become soft and pliable? I feel a change in the stance of my body. Does my heart relax and is attracted to the remembrance of Allah? Am I drawn to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if that is the case, then the good news is, Allah says this is the guidance of Allah by which He guides whom He wills. And one whom Allah leaves astray, for him there is no guide. That means if I do not feel this connection with the Quran, if I do not feel the physical impact of the Quran and the emotional impact of the Quran, then I need to be healed and the only healer is Allah. Allah says, then is he who will shield with his face the worst of the punishment on the day of resurrection like the one secure from it? And it will be said to the wrongdoers, taste what you used to earn. Those before them denied, and punishment came upon them from where they did not perceive. So Allah made them taste disgrace in worldly life, but the punishment of the hereafter is greater, if they only knew. And we have certainly presented for the people in this Quran from every kind of example, that they might remember. It is an Arabic Quran without any crookedness, meaning deviation from truth, that they might become righteous. This is the purpose of the Quran. It is straightforward, so that we would not be confused and we would be guided. Allah presents an example. A man, a slave, owned by quarreling partners, and another belonging exclusively to one man. Are they equal in comparison? Alhamdulillah, but most of them do not know. What do they not know? That the best is to belong only to Allah, exclusively to Allah, not to share in your loyalty, your obedience, your commitment to anyone other than Allah. Indeed, you are to die, Allah says, and indeed, they are to die. Then indeed you, on the day of resurrection before your Lord, will dispute. You will argue with one another who was on the right path. Human beings never stop arguing. Even on the day of resurrection, we will be arguing with each other. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will finally answer everyone. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. These are the characteristics of the awliya of Allah, the close friends of Allah. They are not too busy to pay attention to them. They listen to them and understand their meanings. Then they act upon them and prostrate when they hear them out of understanding, not out of ignorance and blind following of others. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to listen to the Quran and their skins would shiver, their hearts would soften. But they did not shout or do other actions which are not natural. On the contrary, they would sit quietly with the proper attitude of fear. These are the ones who attained the victory of Allah, the praise from Allah in this dunya and the hereafter. Allah says in Surah Anfal,